Okay, I'd like to welcome once again for the second time Johnny Rebel to the TurnUpSpeed.com radio show. How you doing today, Johnny?
I'm doing fine, Johnny, and yourself?
Oh, not too bad, thank you. It's a pleasure to have you back on the show, and this time it's for a very special reason. Johnny, what we're going to be doing at the end of the month, we're going to be conducting the first annual TurnUpSpeed.com online Hall of Fame. We're going to have that up by the end of this month if everything goes as planned. And what it's going to do is, as far as I know, it's going to be one of the first online virtual Hall of Fames. And each year, there's an annual induction ceremony of 12 artists. Those artists were chosen by Devlin, myself, and also the viewers of TurnUpSpeed.com. They cast their votes by sending in emails. And what Devlin and I do is we sit down and we tally everything up and decide who that year's inductees are. And, Johnny, I'd like to congratulate you. You've been chosen into the first annual TurnUpSpeed.com Hall of Fame.
Well, I appreciate that, Johnny. Really, it's an honor, you know.
Well, it's definitely a pleasure. And what we're going to be doing on the Hall of Fame, we're going to be having there's going to be a bio where you can read about the artist that was chosen. Also, what we're trying to do, and you were kind enough to send us an autographed guitar pick to put on the website as well to go along with your name. So we hope everything goes well, and we have that up by the end of the month. So anything you'd like to say out there to the folks that, put their votes in for you?
Well, I just want to thank them very much. I'm glad that they think that much of the stuff that I do to vote for me, or write my name in or whatever they did,
Right.
But I really appreciate it. It's an honor.
Sure. And, Johnny, we have several emails here. There's only two of them from some of your fans out there. They wanted us to ask you a few questions real quick while we got you on the line, if you wouldn't mind answering a few brief questions for me.
I'll do my best.
All right. This first one is from a gentleman named Andy, and it says, "Hey, Johnny Ells, I got some questions for the JR interview," and it's, "How does Johnny Rebel like the collaboration with Brad? Is he pleased with that management? Does any of JR's friends know of his new CD, and do they appreciate it or condemn it?"
Well, up until two or three months ago, I was very happy with the collaboration between Brad and myself, but as of the last couple of months, no, I don't know. Brad is a no-show. I don't know what's happened, and I just feel like the relationship might be fixing to come to an end, I guess the best way I can put it.
Okay, and the second question that we have is from White Rider, and White Rider writes in, and this is actually a very interesting one.
I saw something on the email this morning, what White Rider put on there.
Right. Johnny, I would like to hear more about Johnny's political inspirations for these songs. I know many people down south felt imprisoned, mistreated by the so-called Great Society that Daddy Bird Lyndon thrust upon them. All that is usually discussed is the black civil rights workers' biased take on the way things were happening back in those days, and it's invariably is a one-sided discussion. Every time the mainstream media talks about racial tensions in the South during the 1960s and before, and judging by Johnny Rebel's lyrics, he must have felt and been very frustrated by the political system that attacked our white way of life back then. I'd like to hear more about the things that were happening to the whites among the chaos that was occurring, and despite what the media and the government would have us to believe, not all white citizens down south who actively opposed forced integration were evil and hateful people. Any comments on that long question there?
Well, I don't know. My thoughts in the 60s were about like everybody else down south. I didn't like what was going on. They had a whole lot of marches. They were getting their way a whole lot. They pushed white people around, and they've still done that throughout the years, and I think within the next 40 or 50 years, we'll be the minority, and they'll be the a majority in this country. And the attitude of the entire black population is what my problem is, Black is not a problem. A fella can't, he doesn't control what color he is,
right.
But he can control his attitude. He wasn't born with an attitude. He developed that son of a bitch. Oh, well, excuse me.
No, it's
I kind of get excited sometimes, and I start talking, get off track, you know.
Right.
But they develop these attitudes, and it's just that is basically my deal about the whole thing. It was that way in the '60s. It's still today.
Right.
It's worse today. In other words, I used to think at one time that I've been called racist a long time. I mean, you know, through different mediums, but I never thought of myself as a racist. But the last 3 or 4 or 5, 6 years, it's been getting worse, and I'm beginning to believe I'm a racist.
Right.
But a racist, in my opinion, the definition of a racist would be that he'd have something against every race. I mean, he wouldn't like any race. I don't have anything against any other races, only the black race, because they want something for nothing.
Right.
You know, I don't have a problem with other races. So I don't consider myself a racist.
Right.
But when you start thinking about the way these guys push you around, it sure makes you want to be a racist.
Right, right, most definitely. Well, Johnny, that's all the questions that we got. Like I said, more or less what we wanted to do was just congratulate you in person.
Well, I'm certainly glad to accept the award.
Sure. And Johnny, we thank you for taking the time out this morning to have a brief conversation with us, and wish you all the best.
Yeah. And listen, this on the White Rider, I saw this on the website this morning.
Uh-huh.
Tell him I wish he'd have been at the historic Rice Theater too.
Okay, John.